You are now listening to Jess is Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jess is Lit. It's been a while since we've been back on the show. I think it's been about 10 days. But due to some difficulties with the studio, I couldn't have filled in more than I wanted to, but we are back, and I am assuming that I will be able to have more shows in the future, at least more frequently than the past 10 days. But today is an exciting day as usual. We have some poetry readings and some songs to play for you guys. I have continued on with the songs that I did last episode from Vern Chichu. I've received many likes and positive feedback from you guys about this particular artist, so I have collected some more songs from this individual, Vern Chichu. For those of you guys who don't know who he is a Cree Canadian Indigenous artist with many, many songs on his name. And so if you guys do or are interested, please check him out, Vern Chichu. He has his own YouTube channel, and his songs are easily accessible to the public. Now, that will be for the first half. We'll kind of move on the first half with Vern, and then the remainder of the show, we will have some poetry readings. I've managed to gather some poems, a poetry collection, I should say, written by kindergarten children. Again, this poem, the poems from children, I've received a lot of positive feedbacks and insight from people, and so I'm bringing this back. They're kindergarten children who have written it, and the collection itself, I've gotten it from snedishamprimary.co.uk. It's the Hecham Infant and Nursery School based in the UK. And so the remainder of our show, we will go and read this collection. But yeah, without further ado, we will move on with some songs. The song that I will play now is called Ride the Wind. Here we go.
Ride the wind on out of here.
You have just finished listening to Ride the Wind, a very calming piece of music. Our next song is called Give Me Your Lovin'. Here we go.
Woke up this morning in a terrible sweat. Hope for a dream, got a nightmare instead. My body's shaking, my bed in a mess. Somebody's trying to tell me, I guess, that it's been a long, long time. Thought it was over, thought it came to an end. We talked it over, said now we could be friends. So you're gonna do whatever you must do. Not my heart's swimming and I really miss you, oh yeah. I really do. Come on, give me your love every day, girl. Give me your love every night. Give me your love every way. Let's spend the night together, just you and I. Just take the time and reminisce all night, like we did when we were young and alive. Cause I'm feeling, baby, that way tonight, oh yeah. Feeling that way tonight. Come on, give me your love every day, girl. Give me your love. Give me your love every way. And I'll give you loving every day, night and then some. You've been gone so long. Come on, give me your love every day, girl. Give me your love every night. Give me your love every way.
That was Give Me Your Lovin'. Now that song had a bit of an upbeat tempo, a little bit of a funky sort of genre, which I also really liked. And so that was the first. I didn't know Vern kind of produced this kind of music, but it was a new but very refreshing type of song. Our next song is called It Ain't Every Night. Let's go.
It ain't every night I'm thinking of you. And it ain't every night I wish you were here. It ain't
rain every night you're gone, wishing you were home. And it ain't every night I'm saying that I love you. And it ain't every night I dream about the kind of things you do. And it ain't every night, my love, I get lonesome and blue. So damn cold I'm here tonight, wish I had you by my side. I could hold you through the night, you'd make everything alright. And it ain't
just finished listening to It Ain't Every Night. Now on to our fourth song of the day. It is called South Dakota. Here we go.
Many miles of pure rolling country, rolling out of James Bay, across the border around New Major South Dakota moon, driving like there was no tomorrow. Sagebrush paints a picture in my mind, sweet grass fragrant so so fine. Will I get we've come to the end of the road. It's time to say goodbye like some old friend. Time we shared, the moon shining bright by the river at night, and a smile that I ain't seen in years. Here today will come when you be ready. Take the chance, spread your wings and fly. Now I'll be right there beside you till I go on my way. Maybe we'll meet again someday. South Dakota, I remember you. Driving through the Badlands like driving every time. South Dakota, you are on my mind. Cause I remember bad day. Nightfall comes early in October, and the leaves have fallen to the ground. Soon the James Bay winter winds will come calling and lay their blanket on the ground. South Dakota, I remember you. Driving through the Badlands like driving every time. South Dakota, you are on my mind. I remember you. South Dakota, like driving every time. South Dakota, you are on my mind. I remember you. Things we did back then.
That was South Dakota. Now this will be our last song of the day before we move on to more poetry readings. This one is called Peda Bun. So we'll close off with Peda Bun. Here we go.
Sunrise this morning is a special one. As it peeks over the horizon and gives birth to a new day, The light moves slowly into every darkened corner. The night before is kept hidden. The prairie grass glows as a soft wind goes by, pushing the grass over as it moves on. I don't really know what I'm doing here, but someone has led me here. I'm a bit afraid, but suddenly I feel a sense of calm wash over me, as off in the distance I see someone is coming. Over the hills, far off to the east, as if walking on the path of sunrise. As he gets closer, I notice it's just a little boy. And I wonder, what's this little boy doing way out here on his own? He looks tattered and torn from his journey. I feel loneliness, hurt, and pain as he gets closer, and I notice that he's been crying. He comes right to me and stands in silence, staring at the ground. Then he sits down. I ask, "Who are you?" He don't make a sound. "Where did you come from? And where are you going?" He still won't say anything. So I sit down in front of him. A soft breeze comes around us and then goes by. As he begins to look up at me and says, "I've been waiting for you. I've been walking all night. I didn't know where you were. I didn't know what happened to you. I have been looking for you ever since. You left me a long time ago. I looked everywhere. I looked to the sky. I looked to the mountains and the valleys below. I looked by the water's edge. I looked in the trees. Then I heard you call my name. That's why I'm here. I need to know that you will never leave me, that you will love and take care of me just the way I am. I need you here and now." Tears come to my eyes as I reach over and take the little boy in my arms. "I will never leave you. I will love and take care of you just the way you are. I know I hurt you, and I know I abandoned you. I am sorry. Forgive me for what I have done. But I will never leave you. I will love and take care of you just the way you are."
That was Peda Bun. A very deep message, I believe, was portrayed in this piece of work. The song is the final song of the whole album, Touch the Earth and Sky. And so you could definitely see and hear that he meant to convey a sort of message to the world through this last piece of work that kind of encompasses the whole 12 songs, I believe. Let me check right now. Yes, this was song number 13 in the whole album. We touched upon all of it now, most of the ones we did last episode, and then the rest we did today. But the last song definitely does kind of encompass the whole gist of Touch the Earth and Sky. You could hear him saying, asking for forgiveness and the love that he has with everything, hence Earth and Sky. And I guess the kinship he has with nature as a whole was all expressed through his whole, all of his 13 songs. And I guess the solidification of his whole intention with the last one. Now, there are some more songs from Verne that I have in mind, but those will be touched upon on our future episodes. And if you guys have any more opinions or, you know, thoughts on other Indigenous artists, I am more than welcome and more than happy to have it played on my show. Anything local, I think, that really pays tribute to Vancouver or Canada as a whole is perfect for my type of show. If there's anything that relates to, you know, international pop culture or Indigenous culture, international Indigenous culture, please be free to let me know. And I will be more than happy again to have it on my show. But it is time for some poetry readings of the kindergarten children from snetishamprimary.co. It is from the School of Nursery and Youth from the UK. We will have a look at these poems right after the quick break. So we'll be back and on reading these poetry readings from children after the break. We'll be back.
Supplies for hormone injections and safer substance use are now available for free from AMS SASC and peer support. Folks can order supplies online or drop by during office hours to access these resources. Confidential forms and additional information can be found on their website, www.amssasc.ca, or you can drop by either office located on the third floor of the Nest. This initiative is part of the SASC and Peer Support's commitment to providing equitable access to harm reduction supplies and can be accessed by anyone in the community. I'ma keep on talking about it
because it's true. Picture this. You're walking into your local record store and start skimming the many records until you find an album that you recognize. You pick out the album, check the track list, and maybe only recognize a couple songs. Now you have to listen to the whole album, right? Well, why not do it together? On Discali, every show runs you through an entire album and breaks down key parts and songs that make up an album's aesthetic, art, and story. I'm your host, Oliver, and join me every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in talking about all things music. Want to discover more albums, artists, record pressings, and concerts? I got you. That's every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., so tune in to Discali to discover different discographies and add to the musical discourse.
Hastings Crossing is Vancouver's eclectic heart, a welcoming, diverse community rooted in social innovation, compassion, and cultural wisdom. Situated downtown along Hastings between Richards and Gore, you will find some of Vancouver's OG businesses like Nemesis Coffee, Meat and Bread, Dressu, Nuba, and many more. By supporting local businesses and social enterprises in Hastings Crossing, you are also helping to shape a more resilient, inclusive, and sustainable local economy in the downtown Eastside. Find out more about how Hastings Crossing Business Improvement Association is working to support the people and economies of Vancouver's downtown east side at hxbia.com or follow us on Instagram at hxbia. If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshie has you covered. Stop in today at Freshie on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshie on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshie, eat, energize.
Now we are back. Those were some ads, PSAs, and some show promos. Now we'll get right into the poetry readings. I'm excited to, I guess, read these with you guys. But yeah, it's basically from Hecham Infant and Nursery School. It's poems for children to recite, read aloud, and perform. So I think that they gathered a lot of poems from kindergartners and made their own website about it so people could access it and allow kids, children, the youth, to read aloud and kind of manifest their creativity with the world. And I think this is a great idea that they did. I think a lot of schools should implement this sort of thing. Reading poetry does indeed ignite your creativity. It sparks it. And writing poetry, no matter how advanced you are or beginner you are, sparks your creativity as well and allows you to think outside the box, which, in my opinion, I believe that we lack that in today's world. And so, yeah, literature itself really allows us to look in the past and the future as well and gets us to think really in terms of the whole universe and how everything is made, how everything is done in the bigger picture. And so I think it's a really good thing that this nursery school did. And so without wasting any more time, we'll get into some readings. The first poem, it says Key Stage 1. So I believe they have some stages of kindergarten. There's K1 to 3. And so this one is on the Stage 1. And it's called The Morning Rush. So here we go. Into the bathroom, turn on the tap. Wash away the sleepiness. Splish, splosh, splash. Into the bedroom, pull on your vest. Quickly, quickly, get yourself dressed. Down to the kitchen, no time to lose. Gobble up your breakfast, put on your shoes. Back to the bathroom, squeeze out the paste. Brush, brush, brush your teeth. No time to waste. Look in the mirror, comb your hair. Hurry, scurry down the stairs. Pick your school bag off of the floor. Grab your coat and out through the door. Now, this was written by John Foster, a really good poem, hence being a kindergartner. I love the rhyme scheme and just the whole situation of the poem. You know, this kid is in a morning rush, hence the title, The Morning Rush. You could see through the wordplay here, he incorporated a lot of real effect sounds that are made when we do certain things. And overall, a really nice poem. Great job, John. The next song is the next poem is called The Witch's Spell. So let's give this one a read. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble, fillet of a fenny snake in the cauldron boil and bake, eye of newt and toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog, adder's fork and blind worm sting, lizard's leg and owlet's wing, for a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth boil and bubble, double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Now this one was from William Shakespeare from Macbeth. Now, hold on. This poem, I guess, has poems that are written by actual poets themselves. I actually did not know this. This was my first time reading this as well. But if so, then that's also a great case that we just realized here. John Foster probably is a poet. I'm not aware of him. But if you guys know who he is, just let me know real time here. But we will move on to the next one. This one is from Alfred Noyes. Daddy fell into the pond. Everyone grumbled. The sky was gray. We had nothing to do and nothing to say. We were nearing the end of a dismal day, and there seemed to be nothing beyond. Then, Daddy fell into the pond, and everyone's face grew merry and bright, and Timothy danced for sheer delight. Give me the camera, quick, oh quick. He's crawling out of the duckweed, click. Then the gardener suddenly slapped his knee and doubled up, shaking silently, and the ducks all quacked as if they were daft, and it sounded as if the old drake laughed. Oh, there wasn't a thing that didn't respond when Daddy fell into the pond. Now, this was a bit of a humorous poem. I liked how they incorporated a bit of humor into this. And, you know, kind of Daddy was the sacrificial figure here where he falls into the pond. But either way, a very nice written poem. On the Ning Nang Nong is the next one, written by Spike Milligan. On the Ning Nang Nong, where the cows go bong, and the monkeys all say boo. There's a Nong Nang Ning, where the trees go ping, and the teapots jibber jabber jew. On the Nong Ning Nang, all the mice go clang, and you just can't catch them when they do. So it's Ning Nang Nong, cows go bong, Nong Nang Ning, trees go ping, Nong Ning Nang, the mice go clang, what a noisy place to belong, is the Ning Nang Ning Nang Nong. Now this also was a really cool poem, a lot of Ning Nang Nongs, Nang Ning Nings, but I liked how they kind of continued on with the rhyme scheme here and added some words that resembled the whole gist of Ning Nang Nong and made it into a poem expressing the differences of sound. Our next one is called Cats. Cats sleep anywhere, any table, any chair, top of piano, window ledge, in the middle, on the edge, open drawer, empty shoe, anybody's lap will do. Fitted in a cardboard box, in the cupboard with your frocks, anywhere, they don't care. Cats sleep anywhere. Now this poem I could resonate for sure with, and it is true, mostly, that cats can sleep anywhere. One example is one of my good friends who was also on this show on Jess is Lit a couple episodes ago. Her name is Angelina. Remember we went on a spur about Cajun chicken. I'm definitely planning to have her on again in the future, and so be excited for that. But yeah, she has a cat. She's had many cats, actually. Her current cat right now, just a beautiful kitten. I believe she was born sometime early in the year, this year. And so she's very small. And if you just look at her in person, the cat doesn't look real. It looks like a figurine of some sort. But very soft, very, I guess, fragile looking. And she is fragile, but to get to the point, she literally can sleep anywhere. And it was just astonishing for me to see how careless she was with the surroundings around her. One time she was laying down on this cold rock balcony floor on her apartment. Another time she was just very comfortably laying on her bed. This other time she was on the kitchen countertop, and so not countertop, the kitchen floor, and just chilling there, not doing anything. And so Yes, I do understand where this poem is coming from. It was written by Eleanor Farjan. Cats do sleep anywhere. And speaking of Angelina's cat, her name is Bianca. She got stung by a bee a couple of weeks ago. And so her right paw had swollen up to a huge ball-like thing, which looked like a boxing glove. And so the analogy I came up with, or the comparison I came up with, was if any of you guys have watched the original Spider-Man, I'm not sure what number it was, but it was when, I forgot the actor's name. Tobey Maguire, I think that was his name, when he was the Spider-Man. If you guys remember the Sandman, the guy who turned into sand with the green striped shirt, when he possessed his sand-like powers and his arm and his hand had swollen up to look like a huge hammer, that's literally what Bianca's right paw looked like. And it was funny when I saw it and when we kind of laughed about it, but it was a bit traumatizing for her. She couldn't really walk that straight for a solid week and a half, I think. So I hope she's feeling better now. But yeah, that just came into my head. It was a funny but kind of sad moment. But that's exactly what it looked like. The Sandman's hammer-like arms in the original Spider-Man. But enough talk. We'll move on to the next poem from Laura Richards. The R-I is spelled a little differently. I think it might be a typo, but it's from Laura Richards. It's called Ella Telephony. Once there was an elephant who tried to use the telephant. No, I mean elephone, who tried to use the telephone. Dear me, I am not quite certain that even now I've got it right. How-er it was, he got his trunk entangled in the telefunk. The more he tried to get it free, the louder buzzed the telefee. I fear I'd better drop the song, or Ella hop and telefong. Now again, this is a really humorous poem. Definitely did this on purpose, I believe, but it is a funny poem, I should say. And the title itself, Ella Telephony, kind of encompasses the whole area of confusion here. It's the person kind of intended to write as if he had a hard time differentiating what an elephant and a telephone was pronounced. And so he did a really good job, or she, I would say, Laura, is more of a woman's name, but he or she did a really good job kind of incorporating the rhyme schemes to match the confusion of elephant and telephone. And so again, this is a really cool poem, and that could definitely make a kindergarten or the youth laugh out loud. Our next poem is called Song of the Train, written by David McCord. Clickety-clack, wheels on the track. This is the way they begin the attack. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clackety, clickety-clack. Clickety-clack, over the track, faster and faster, the song of the track. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clackety, clackety-clack. Riding in front, riding in back, everyone hears the song of the track. Clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clackety-clack. Now, I had a hard time pronouncing these clickety-clacks so much, but again, this is a very simple but easy way to kind of engage with children about poetry. The next one is called The Small Ghostie, written by Barbara Ayerson. When it's late and it's dark and everyone sleeps, shh, shh, shh. Into our kitchen, a small ghostie creeps, shh, shh. Shh. We hear knocking and raps, and then rattles and taps. Then he clatters and clangs, and he batters and bangs. And he whistles and yowls, and he screeches and howls. So we pull up our covers over our heads, and we block up our ears, and we stay in our beds. Now this poem brings back many memories, as when I was a kid, my brothers and I would always get under our blankets and just, you know, had our fun times. We just did whatever. We play fought each other under the blankets. We read books under the blankets. Back then, I think technology wasn't that big of a thing like it is today. And so it was mostly just building Legos and playing with cards, toys. I think we had like one little device that played some music. So I think we did that under the blanket. But a lot of times were spent under the blanket when I was young. And this poem really just sparked that memory. Now, our next one is called Sampan from Taolang P. Waves lap, lap, fish fins clap, clap. Brown sails flap, flap, chopsticks tap, tap. Up and down the long green river, oh, oh, lanterns quiver. Willow branches brush the river, oh, oh, lanterns quiver. Waves lap, lap, fish fins clap, clap. Brown sails flap, flap. Chopsticks tap, tap. A really cool poem from Taolang P. Our next one is called If You Were a Carrot from Burleigh Doherty. If you were a carrot and I was a sprout, I'd boil along with you. I'd sit on your plate. If you were a tadpole and I was a frog, I'd wait till your legs grew. I'd teach you to croak. If you were a conker and I was a string, we'd win every battle, we'd beat everything. If you were a jotter and I was a pen, I'd write you a message again and again. If you were a farmer, I'd be in your herd. If you were a pop song, I'd sing every word. I wish I could tell you that I like you a lot, but you're like a secret and I'm like a knot. A little complex than the poems we have been reading, but it does convey its message pretty simply. And I like the analogy they made with the carrot. The metaphorical, I guess, message. And the carrot being the character and the sprout as well. So, well written. Now, this will be our last poem of the day. It is written by Robert Hull, called Please Do Not Feed the Animals. So we'll give this one a read and finish up the reading for today. Please do not feed the ostriches sandwiches or the polar bears eclairs. Do not offer the wombats kumquats or the rattlesnakes fruitcakes. Remember that piranhas are not allowed bananas or partridges, sausages. Never approach a stork with sings on a fork or the bustard with a plate of custard. No leopard likes anything peppered. And meerkats dislike Kit Kats. Remember that grapes upset apes? And meringues do the same for orangutans? Most importantly, do not feed the cheetah your teacher. Now, with a little bit of spice humor at the end, do not feed your teacher. This poem did a really good job with incorporating rhyme schemes with the different types of animals. And definitely a really cool poem for the youth to read. Now, unfortunately, that is the end of today's show. Those were some poetry readings of the youth. If you guys liked it, please let me know and I will continue on with this collection or try and find other new collections from the youth. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I will be back with some more topics of literature. And please, again, I keep mentioning this, but if you guys want to hear anything or want me to go over stuff, just let me know and I'll be happy to go over it with you guys as a team. We listen to Vern's songs. Let me know if that is something that you guys are interested in as well, and I will consider that definitely. But I hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your evening. The weather has cooled down in Vancouver, BC, Canada. I'm missing the sun already, but you know, what can you do? It isn't raining, so I guess that's a positive. But take advantage of the no rain, because I guarantee that the rain will start pouring down sometime next week. I think I have seen something that had clouds and rain on the weather forecast. And so have yourselves a good rest of your evening. And I will see you guys on my next episode, which will be sometime next week or this week, depending if I have a fill-in or not. But stay healthy. Have a good evening. Have a good rest of your week. And I will see you all again next time. Thank you all. Bye-bye.